broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on this Friday night. Unless, of course, you're hearing this as a best of, and I don't know, it could be any night, right? Unless you're hearing it repurposed somehow. I always think about that, and they always say, you're going to have to repurpose it for the you know, for this and that.
That means we got to get it out of comment.
It means, you know, don't say the day, but what the hell. Anyway, welcome back to the show. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And right now we're on live streaming a video cast at philhendryshow.com. And with a backstage pass, you not only access our nightly video cast, you also can access thousands of hours of archive material. Tonight we've also rolled out and debuted a site for perhaps yourself. If you're not a Backstage Pass member or friends of yours who may have not heard our show, and the site is called philhendryradio.com. If you go to philhendryradio.com, there is a 24-hour stream of some archive material, Phil Hendry Show archive material that you can listen to no matter what time of the day, and it's absolutely free. As you know, we have a subscription site, but philhendryradio.com is free material from our archives, and hopefully you'll listen to it and you'll say, maybe, I'd love to have me a backstage pass. Who knows?
Gotta be careful who'll say that.
Oh, why don't you grow up? He said, I gotta be careful how I say backstage pass.
Well, I've had some, you know.
You've had some feedback on that? Okay, that's too bad. All right. 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-7445. Among the many frequent guests we have on our show is Vernon Dozier, who's a high school educator, a varsity football coach, a social sciences teacher at Belmar Academy. We had him on earlier this week talking with Father James McQuarters, who's also works at the parish there. And Vernon, it's good to have you back with us. Thanks so much. We want to talk a little bit about Mother's Day.
It's my pleasure, Phil, and certainly I'm very, very grateful that I'm back on your program a couple times in 1 week.
So you don't mind, huh?
No, I don't mind at all.
Some people would consider that torture, but
no, I don't consider torture at all. I'm very grateful, and I like talking education. It is my vocation. It's what I've given my life to, and so I'm very happy to do that.
Vernon, Mother's Day is Sunday, and the kids at school at your school at Belmar Academy were taking classes in parenting. Is that right?
Our seniors and our juniors, Phil, were taking parenting classes. This was a class that we implemented just for this week, and it was about parenting. It was about not just having a baby and feeding and clothing a baby, but it was about the stages of development in a child's life and the pitfalls that can occur. That is, for instance, the safety of the child physically is very paramount when a child is young, and language is very important at that time. Certain habits, and again, this revolves around safety and also around learning, books and so forth. When a child gets to the adolescent years, there are other considerations. Socialization of a child takes place. And so we had our kids go through this, and we were very happy with the curriculum.
Who laid this out?
Well, this is actually University of Indiana was the original. It was sort of the original blueprint that we took and we adapted. But we thought we would implement this for the week before Mother's Day because it's a day that focuses us on parenting. And, you know, I have my own issues with it because I had, you know, I felt very strongly about bringing this to the students because of my own experience. I heard your last guest where she was trying to, you know, make a good situation out of a bad childhood. I have had a similar experience, but I didn't want to spend the entire week talking about it, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't really.
Well, I think what I'm saying is that we had this curriculum on parenting that I felt we could use on a Friday or a Saturday on a Friday or Thursday for our junior and seniors. And it turned out that the administration wanted to run this thing all week. And I had no idea they were thinking about that.
Well, was this your idea?
It was my idea because I was trying to head off something that I did not want to put myself or my students through, and that was a what they wanted to call a parents' fair. So they wanted to have a five-night-a-week parents' fair.
And now, what is a parents' fair?
This was going to be, it was going to be the students focusing on different aspects of parenting and making displays and doing projects, writing, painting, and I have a situation where I panic. I get into a panic. It's almost like an anxiety attack. And when they said, let's do a parents' fair, I had a difficult time breathing. I was taken outside. I was able to get some wind to get some air into me.
You're going to have to explain that, because we're talking here with, first of all, we're talking with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. You're a very good teacher, Vernon.
I appreciate that.
Well, you are, but you're talking about simply curriculum on parenting for students in advance of Mother's Day, and it doesn't sound like it was a pleasant experience for you.
No, I wouldn't say that at all, Phil. It was fun, but I didn't want it to last a whole week. That's where it gets difficult for me. I'm not as strong as some people. When it comes to, I feel I'm very strong. I shouldn't have said that. I'm very strong, and there's not a whole lot that scares me. I think I told you I trained myself as a young person to deal with situations.
I don't know, but...
Well, I mean, for instance, I told you that I used to go into that bar that was in a primarily an African-American part of town, and I would go in there, and I would purposefully insult the patrons. And I'd allow myself to be beaten.
Okay, now you're reminding me. I never thought that story was a very good one.
Why is that?
I don't think that that's a healthy thing. Now, I know we have a difference of opinion, you know.
Well, I think it taught me. I wouldn't recommend it for anybody else.
But let me just get back to this other. You had an anxiety attack. I want to get to the bottom of that, if you don't mind.
I had an anxiety attack because... Mother's Day is an issue for me. I don't have the same, I don't want to say that I'm not as strong, but I don't have the same resiliency as some people. I want to celebrate Mother's Day, but I've got a level, I can take only so much of it.
I understand that. I understand it. But what you said was you went into a panic attack, and I just wanted to know what that was about.
Well, what that was about was when they said we were going to have a parents' fair, I said, I remember saying a prayer. I'm not a religious man, even though I teach at a private high school, a Catholic high school. I remember saying, if there's a way, and I believe Jesus said, if there's a way this cup can passeth from me, and I said that prayer because I froze up, and I could well see myself almost being laid on a cross. And I know I'm being dramatic, but I could see the nail. I could literally see the spikes going through my hands.
What are we talking about here?
I'm talking about this parents' fair.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about a project for kids on parenting that you didn't want to have to endure because it was almost like being crucified alive.
That is exactly correct. Yes, sir. And I had...
That's what I'm trying to get to.
I'm a teacher, so I have to put my students first. And if they're going to do a parenting project, what I did at that point is I just had to save myself. I couldn't say, let's not do anything on parenting. I had to help my students understand parenting and learn parenting, but I wasn't going to do a parents' fair. So
Slow down, slow down.
I wasn't going to do a parents' fair. And so... I said, how about if we just do 2 days of a parenting curriculum, and they went for it. And I looked to heaven, and I said, as Salieri said, I said, gracias, señor. You know, gracias, señor, you know, when he said that.
I don't, what is that?
Salieri, the guy that was he was a composer who was a rival of Mozart.
Oh, yeah. So he looked at the crucifix, he looked at Jesus on the cross.
Yeah, he said, gracias, señor, I said that. Because God, you know, I feel Jesus, God, he got me out of a bind there. The very man who did get crucified got me out of being hammered up. you know.
All right, our number is 877.
You're making noises like you don't.
Well, I think there's some stuff to get into here, Vernon, that is apart from the parenting classes. You felt you were going to be crucified alive. You're saying prayers.
Let me tell you so that we can be real clear here, because apparently I haven't been clear, and I want to be clear, all right? My mother, when she dropped me off for school every day, she would drop me off in front of the school every day. Did your mother ever, you ever had that, do that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes, my mother did. We got to get to a break.
Okay, let's just, I'm telling you something about me. And when you say we got to get to a break, it's like you.
Okay, I want to hear your story after the break. 877-876-7445. Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher with an issue himself concerning Mother's Day, one that caused him to have a panic attack, one that caused him to pray that he didn't have to endure an entire week of a parents' fair. What is that about? What's going on there? A teacher. 877-876-7445. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Breathe, Vernon, breathe.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show here every night from the El Pacifico until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Our number is 877-876-7445. We have on the line with us here Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. We're talking tonight about the past week where the students were involved in a parenting class that it was almost a parent's fair. And you, what I'm hearing from your description of this week, Vernon, you didn't want to have this parent's fair. You were having an anxiety attack. You were having some problems there. You were able to talk them into just a two-day parenting curriculum, and the way you described it, you saved yourself from crucifixion.
Well, I'm being...
I know you're being facetious and figurative, but it was almost that painful.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. Emotionally, it was almost that painful. Now, let me... because you've got just... there's a guy here, I don't know if you ever heard of him, I used to listen to him all the time, my lunch breaks, this guy, Paul Harvey. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Paul Harvey.
All right, he used to do a thing called The Rest of the Story. And if you ever heard it, he said, now it's time for the rest. And then he paused, of the story. And I love that so much, and would listen on a regular basis. And so what I want to do with you tonight is, here's now the rest, you know, as Paul Harvey say, of the story. When I was a young man... Now I'm thinking about it. When I was a young man, okay, now I know you had this Kristen Brewster person. She said she'd been cigarettes lit on her and everything.
Yeah, well, she made some claims, yeah.
All right. And she seemed to be, you know, out of her business. I got to admire somebody. She's going to do her business. My mother, when she dropped me off from school, at school, I should say, would say, goodbye, son, and even with my friends standing there staring right at me, it was almost like she did. She knew it, and she turned my face toward her, and she kissed me full on the mouth, and she did this every morning of my life. When she dropped me off at school, she turned my face to her and kissed me on the mouth. She did that from first grade. Oh, boy.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, let me tell you something. Don't ask me if I'm old. I can take a hell of a lot more than just about anybody you know, so. Every morning my mother would kiss me on the mouth. And she did that every day of my life. From first grade all the way down to eighth grade on a Catholic school. And that's when I finally said to my father, I said, I can't do it. And my father said, well, what? I said, I ain't going to do it no more. And he said, well, what don't you? I said, don't you? And that for the first time in my life, I put my hands on my father. And may God forgive me. I put my hand, I grabbed my father by his lapels. He was wearing his suit jacket that morning. And I grabbed him by the lapels. And I said, I ain't going to do it. I said, I ain't going to do it, you stupid old fool. I ain't going to do it. And I said, I can still remember.
You weren't going to do what?
That's what he asked me. That's what he asked, you see, and that made me, when people ask me, well, you ain't going to do this, that's what makes me angry, because I remember my father looking at me with that impotent face of his. And I don't know if you've ever seen that before. But when your own father, who you loved and you worshipped, and he looks back at you with a face full of impotence and fear, and like he's got yet.
You know, you're going to have to pull it together here. You hearing me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Pull it together. We're on the air right now, so this is not primal scream therapy.
But Mr. Henry, don't talk to me like I'm some kind of a punk.
Well, I don't want to talk to you that way, sir. We got to keep this moving forward.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move it forward. My father let me down. I said, I can't do it no more. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? And my father would look back at me like, son, I don't know, son. And I'd say, you dirty, stinking. My mother took me to school. She took me to school. My mother.
Your mother took you to school that day?
She took me to school.
And she kissed you on the mouth again?
She kissed me on my mouth. And I said to her, if you do that again, I'll kill you. That's the last time my mother ever took me to school.
How old were you?
That was my sophomore year in high school.
Sophomore year in high school. So your mother...
Yes. Now do you understand what I'm saying?
Please don't raise your voice like that.
I'm sorry, Phil. Now do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand what you're saying, okay? So at the...
Oh, my God. You're saying it like...
Mr. Dozier, shut up.
Sorry.
I understand you, sir, and I understand at the age of 15, having your mother kiss you on the mouth as she's letting you off for school is pretty jacked up. I understand that. Your father let you down. Did you ask your father? What did you ask him?
I said to him, what do you mean, what did I ask him? Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you, yeah.
I said I can't do it anymore. I said to my father.
Look, Vernon, you got to pull it together, okay? I mean, are you going to break down emotionally here on the radio?
I said to my father, I said, Dad, you better do something now, man. I said, you better do something now. It was like right out of Rebel Without a Cause. I remember that scene with James Dean. We said to his father, well, you better give me something. You better give me something. And he looked back at me just like that Jim Backus in a movie. I said, what do you want from me? So I said, you better do it. Well, he didn't do nothing.
All right, so your mother took you to school and kissed you on the mouth.
Yeah, that's it, Phil. Yeah, she took me to school and kissed me on the mouth. That's all. That's it. That's all. I'm sure that you've done...
No, I'm not blowing it off. I just want to get to the... All right, so that happened. And was that the core? Was that the moment? Was that the...
No, it wasn't the moment.
Well, but that's the event?
No, it's not the event. It happened from the time I was in the first grade all the way to the sophomore year of high school. Why won't you listen to me?
Sorry.
Sorry? He's sorry. Hey, Joan... He's sorry. Yeah, he's sorry. I just told my wife you're sorry. So she's... How do you feel about that, honey? Yeah, that's great. You go back and watch TV. She's sorry. Okay.
I can't... What do you... I'm sorry. I think it's a terrible thing. So this past week, with that memory, and what you have dealt with in terms of your mother...
Exactly.
That's the kind of week it was for you.
Yes. Yes. That's what came up for me, and I'll tell you...
All right, we have to take a break.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, would you get that? Get him under control. We'll be right back. Vernon Dozier talking about his mother. It's been a night of rather negative impressions of mothers, that's for sure. His mother kissed him on the lips before she let him off to go into school. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Are you listening to me?
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. And we are also talking this hour, we will be talking this hour, to Dr. Jim Sadler in San Diego. I feel that it's important to get him on the line, Vernon, and talk about what I think is an issue that's giving you a problem.
Think that was, you know, again, and I'll say this to your audience, I just think you did that's a bad thing to do, because I didn't come on your program to be paraded across a stage.
I'm not trying to parade you.
Oh, hold on, let me finish, please. I didn't come on your program to be paraded across a stage, you know, like I'm some punk bitch in a dress on a prison fashion show. I came on this show. I was telling you about me. Okay.
Do you hear how emotional you are?
Yes. Oh no, I don't. Of course I'm emotional. My mother dropped me off at school and kissed me on the lips.
I know that.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that. And when the school says to me, when Belmar Academy says, "Hey, Vernon, why don't we have a week-long parents' fair, and you, Vernon, you can be a part of helping to organize this, and because you're the senior class advisor, and you do most of the science and social sciences for the seniors and for the juniors, okay? Are you listening to me?"
Of course I'm listening to you. You're on my radio show.
And you, Vernon... And when they said that to me, I could feel, I swear to God, Phil, I am not kidding you, I felt a Roman centurion trying to flay the flesh right off my face with a whip, just like that movie when they were talking that Latin, and there was Cunicus Veritum and all that bull crap. My mother was like a Roman legionnaire. My mother looked like a Roman legionnaire. What I mean by that is my mother was very masculine. She looked like a guy, for want of a better word. She looked like a man. She dressed like a man. She acted like a man. I don't know how my father stomached it. And then at the end of the, and then she kissed me on the mouth. What do you think? Tell me what you feel, Mr. Hendry, about someone that looks like a guy that works for AT&T kissing you on the mouth. Isn't that great?
Well, you're making me laugh, man.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Am I making you laugh? Well, that's great. To quote Joe Pesci, when he said, "Do I make you laugh? Am I a clown?"
Yeah, that's right. That's what you did. You made me laugh.
So you think that I'm just a mama's boy, is that it?
No, I don't. I think that when you said a guy from eight, just the imagery, okay?
You think I need my nana, don't you? Don't you?
You're not going to yell at me, okay? Okay?
Yes.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler is going to come on here, and yes, that's right. Dr. Sadler is going to talk with you a little bit. Dr. Sadler is at Crest Hospital in San Diego. How you doing, doctor?
Hi, Phil.
Vernon Dozier is back on with us.
I know, Vernon. How are you, Vernon?
I wanted to say, doctor, you're not my doctor. I don't know why it is every time I'm on Phil's show.
You have evidenced some issues, and Phil, and I think if you and I work together, we could do a lot of good things, you know?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Why don't you think that?
Well, the reason...
Oh, excuse me, Phil. Just let me talk to Vernon, Phil. And would someone answer that phone, please?
If you're going to talk to me, doctor, could you talk to me?
I'll talk to you in a minute. Hold on. Would someone answer? If I hear that phone one more time, I'm going to drive someone's head right through that thing that separates the waiting room from here.
Are you sure you want to be on the air with me?
Who's talking?
Phil Hendry.
No, I'm fine, Phil. Yes, I do. But there's been a phone ringing here. I'm in receiving at the hospital. And there's been a phone ringing here. If I hear that phone ring one more time, I'm going to grab the nearest person to me. Okay?
Dr. Sadler, if you want me to call you back.
Hold on, Phil. Hold on. Just hold on. It's all right. Don't get nervous. If I hear that phone ring one more time, I'm going to drive someone's head right through that wooden barrier there. The thing is, see that? Right there. The thing that separates. Yeah. Okay, I'm fine, Phil, but I...
Dr. Sadler, this is Vernon Dozier.
Yeah, you wanna start giving me a hard time?
No, sir, I don't. I'm just trying to tell you that every time I come on Phil's show, they always have you come on.
Because, Vernon, you have issues that you're not dealing with properly, and that's what I wanted to do. Now, you said, Phil told me, that you have an issue with your mother kissing you on the mouth. Is that correct?
My mother kissed me on the mouth. Do I have an issue? No, I don't have an issue. I don't have an issue at all.
Well, did you not say you had a panic attack?
I had a panic attack, but it wasn't like Tony Soprano, you know, where you laid out. I just laid out laying there.
What was it?
It was a panic attack. I had a hard time breathing.
Well, you had a hard time breathing when?
And they said they wanted to do a parents' fair for 5 days.
All right, because that reminded you of your mother, right?
Yes, it did.
Okay. So that's the panic attack, and that's something that you don't want to have. Did you want to have do that?
What? I just heard you go,
Please don't make fun of me. I've had a very long day. You think you had a long day?
I've had a very long day.
Okay. There it is. Hold on. What did I tell you?
Come on, don't do it, Doc.
Yeah, that did it. See that? I don't give a damn. I said if I heard the phone ring one more time, that I was going to take a hand and put it in there.
God almighty, what did he do?
He just sounds like he just was good on his word.
He ran a guy's head in.
I don't care. You can get a carpenter, get a guy that does cabinetry work or whatever, you can fix it. Who is he?
The head of orthopedics.
The head of orthopedics, well, guess what? The head of orthopedics just had his head run right through that thing if I heard that phone ring one more time. All right, Phil.
You know, you're probably about to be arrested.
Why don't you let me worry about that? I'm talking to... Who am I talking to?
Vernon Dozier, sir. Dr. Sadler,
Oh, my God!
Dr. Sadler, why don't you go somewhere else and you won't hear the phone ring?
I have to be here expecting a phone call.
Well, maybe that's your phone call.
On my cell phone.
Doctor, my mother...
What do you want?
You called me.
You were on to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
My mother kissed me on the mouth.
Billy, let me tell you something. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
How would your mother like it if when she kissed you on the mouth, that I ran her head right through that what I'm looking at right now, they got a Coke machine over here. You know the kind that they got the Coke, you know what I mean, Phil?
Yeah.
How would she like that?
I don't think she'd like it at all.
All right. So, you see, some problems are solved very easily.
I can't run my mother's head through a...
No, not when you were 15, but you can now.
I'm not going to run a little old lady's head through a Coke machine.
Then what are you crying about?
Why don't you give him some advice that's practical?
I'm giving him the best advice that I can give him on a night where I'm under so much pressure that I took the head of orthopedics at our hospital and I ran his head right through this wooden divider. I don't know what the hell they call it.
Like a desk?
A desk?
I don't know.
All right, doctor, I'll let you go on your way, okay?
All right. I mean, you guys don't want to talk anymore?
Not really, no. I don't want to talk to you.
I'd like to talk to him.
Well, you're not gonna, because I don't want to have this guy on my show anymore.
What a douche.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking with Vernon Dozier, and you were talking here, and I'm sorry that we had to get Dr. Sadler off the air, but he just assaulted somebody.
Well, I can understand that, but, you know, but I was hoping to talk to him until the police came.
Well, we're not going to wait around for the cops to get there, okay? All right, so in any event, Mother's Day represents something negative to you, and so therefore for the entire week, you were under all of this pressure.
I was under pressure because they wanted to make a big deal out of it, and I said to the administration, why do you want to make a big deal out of Mother's Day? Every year that I've been here at Belmar Academy, they made a big deal out of Mother's Day. Now they're making another big deal out of it, and they made such a big deal out of it, I had a panic attack. Now, in an effort to help me, you put a man on the air with me that just engaged in physical violence. Do you think that helps me? Do you think that helps?
No, it doesn't help you.
Okay, Mr. Smartass talk show host. What you probably have done is made it worse. Because I just heard a man deal with his problem in a very glib manner by running a guy's head through something. He also advised me to take my own mother and run her head through a Coke machine. Now, what kind of psychiatrist or psychologist is that? What kind of psychiatrist or psychologist is that?
Not a very good one.
That's exactly correct. Correctamundo. Not a very good one. So I'll take my chances. Thank you very much, Mr. Talk Show Host. If you don't mind, I'll take my chances with my psyche the way it is. I have not engaged in any violence. As much as I want to.
Didn't you say you grabbed your father's lapels?
Oh, way back when I was 15. Let's see, that was 25 years ago. No, I don't think so. That's not good enough.
All right, I can only tell you this, that if it's affecting your health...
It doesn't affect my health.
You said you had a panic attack.
Well, I got over it. Mr. Henry, I told you, and I'll tell you again. When I was a kid, I went to the toughest bar in town, in the black section of town. I walked in, and I told them all to kiss my you-know-what. And I got beat, and I got beat bad. And it took 3 hours, and they all took turns. And it went from inside the bar, out into the street, back into the bar. And you want to know something?
What?
I laughed every time they lifted my head up and they were ready to go ahead and drive their fist right through my head again. I was laughing. I had no teeth left and I was laughing. My mouth full of blood and I was laughing. That's the kind of guy I am.
But you faint when someone mentions Mama.
You know something, buddy?
You faint when someone mentions your mama.
When someone mentions my mama, yes.
Okay.
Point made. What up?
Point made. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here. The world famous Phil Hendry. Yeah, that's right, man. That's right. They can beat your ass. They can kick your ass. Your mouth's full of blood, this and that. But when mama's mentioned, you faint. You know what, Vernon? You're not alone, man. You're not alone. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL on the line with me, Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy, as we talk about, we were talking about Mother's Day, but really it's been a journey tonight for us on the show in that we have been taking these trips through the psyche of some of our guests, real issues with their mothers. And Vernon, I know it's been tough for you. You don't feel like you've had a sympathetic ear. I can tell you I've had issues of my own with my mother.
Well, it would be nice if you'd start bringing some of these up.
I don't want to bring them up. That's the difference.
Well, you don't want to bring up, then I don't think you've had issues with your mother.
Believe me, I have. I could go into a chapter and verse, but I don't want to bring them up. I choose to deal with them, privately.
And is that a comment, then?
No, it's not. I'm not saying anything about you, okay?
Because I heard this woman, Kristen, Colleen Kristen, who is on your program.
Calling Kristen Brewster?
Yes, sir. And she was on your program saying that she had been tortured by her mother and all this.
And, yeah, I mean, she also said that she was, you know, trying to get over it.
Yeah, you're right. And here I am. I want to get over it, too, but I can't get over it by hosting a cruise. I got to get over it by somebody doing, you better do something. You know, it's like I said to my dad, you know, you better do something for me, you know. So what, if you say you've had issues.
I had issues with my mother. I had to go to therapy. And I'll tell you something. It took me a lot of years, man, and it screwed my life up.
The therapy?
No, not the therapy. The stuff that happened, what the issues I had with my mother warped my life for about the first 20 years of my adulthood.
Well, that has not happened to me.
That's not happened to you. You can't have a parent's fair without having an anxiety attack.
That's not warping my life for the first 20 years.
Didn't you tell me that you wished that you had been a professional coach?
Look, we're not going to get into me. All right.
But that you told me that, though.
We're not going to get into me, okay? Let me tell you about Vernon Dozier. I told you. My wife, my first wife, who was a good woman, but she didn't understand me, and I told her, I said, I've been through a lot. I have to prepare for a lot. I have to show that I'm strong because I've been through things that could weaken other people. And I would go in the morning, as you know, and I told you this, I'd put my hand on the garage floor, and I'd say, back the Range Rover over my hand, and she wouldn't do it. And
yeah, you told me this story, and I think it still sounds insane.
Yeah, you go right ahead and characterize it any way you want, mister. But I'll tell you that I am the only man I know who had his wife back the car over his hand every single morning for 7 years. Man, I can remember how bad it hurt. 7 years.
Have you got a hand left?
Yes, I've got a hand left. And I use it for a lot of things. And some of the things I use it for is none of your business. How do you feel about that?
I'm not interested.
Oh, is that right? You're not interested. Well, maybe I should tell you.
I don't want to hear what you use that hand for. And you had your wife back the car over your hand. Why?
Oh, my God. Aren't you listening to me?
I'm listening to your idiotic story, yeah.
Idiotic? My wife backed that car over my hand so I could prove to myself that I could take that pain. And I could. Now, that hand, which is my right hand, I still got it. There's things I can do with it, and there's things that I can't do with it. Most of the time, I just keep it in a pocket.
And why is that?
Because I feel more comfortable hiding it from people. Oh, boy, if you're laughing at me.
Yeah, I am laughing at you.
And why are you laughing now?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. R.C. is on the line here from Alhambra. Go ahead, R.C., you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Hendry, I want to talk to Coach Dozier.
My name is Dozier.
Is your name Dozier?
My name is Dozier, son.
Okay, sir. I'm at a military academy right now. We're at mess. And I've been listening to your story. I've listened on a pod, on my iPod. And anyway, I wanted to ask you about when you says you went into the bar and they beat your face.
Yes, son.
Did they beat your face in?
Yes, they beat my face in. They kicked my ass all over the bar, kicked my ass outside, knocked my teeth out.
And why did you do that?
I did it to prove that I could take anything. I did it to prove that I could take pain, that I could take the worst that life had to offer, and I'd still just laugh.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you're not laughing now when they said that your mom was gonna, when they said your mommy.
What does that mean, mommy?
Well, I mean, that's what you're, you couldn't breathe when they brought up your mommy.
Hey, if you say mommy one more time, I'll come through the phone, and I'll mommy you.
What did you say?
I said if you say mommy one more time to me, I'll come through the phone, and I'll mommy you. How does that feel?
All right. I've had about enough.
No, hold on.
Mommy, mommy.
Okay, that's it.
What is that sound there?
I don't know, Mr. Hendry, but that guy was saying... Hold on for a minute. That must be the pizza. Hello?
Yeah, Domino's.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah. Mommy, huh? Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
Lost the line.
Lost the line, huh? We're always losing the line, man.
Yeah, I always have the good time, too.
What do you mean the good time? You know, these guys that are going through the phone on us, you might want to have the phone company check on that, okay?
Ain't they supposed to do that?
No, they're not supposed to do that. Mommy. You know who that kid is. I know that you hang out with him, so there you go. Thank you, Vernon Dozier. You know, if you ever find your way back to where you live, if you're able to get through the phone line again back to your house. Good Lord. We'll be back with our News and Information Hour and more on philhenryradio.com, our new website with live free streaming Phil Henry Show material on it, philhenryradio.com. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, that's right.
Mommy, ouch! No, I can't sit down.
That's the idea.
Phil Henry.